It is time to give some thought to the matter of temptation, says the church on Lent's first Sunday. Most people believe that temptation is the enticing of a person to do wrong. When most people think of temptation, they think of evil. But you know, I don't think that can be right. Because something good can lead us astray just as much as something bad. Ice cream. The strength of temptation is always in direct proportion to the attractiveness of the goal. Okay. Think about that. In other words, when the goal is really desired, then the temptation is just as great. In other words, if we fail to reach a goal when the path is simple, it's going to be just as hard to reach the goal when it's really tough. The temptation is going to be in proportion. Sometimes it's risky when the path is easy because we get distracted by all kinds of fun things and forget the goal and then waste a lot of time. Earthly food dulls the appetite for heavenly food. Just look at the Western world in which we live. It's absolutely adrift in secularism and self-pleasure. And we're really well-fed, aren't we? But look at the rest of the world that's hungry. And all the time we see in them a faith growing stronger and stronger. The scriptures are full of stories that illustrate this. Think of that rich man, ran up to Jesus, invited to become a disciple. He goes away sad, but not because he did something evil, but because he had great wealth. He goes away because he had great wealth. There's nothing bad about great wealth. Good things can come from temptations. Jesus goes to the house of Martha and Mary. And Martha is too anxious and too busy to listen to Jesus. Her concern is hospitality. That's really good, okay? Hospitality is wonderful. But that good hospitality distracts her from listening to Jesus. You get the point? One more example. There were those people all invited to the banquet, and they all had excuses for not coming. And the excuses, if you read that story again, they're all very good. I've got to go bury somebody. I've got to do this. Very good excuses. Good things. But you know what? They weren't the best things. They were good reasons. Good things to do, but those good things became temptations that led them away from the banquet. Sometimes it's a choice between good things and the best thing. The truth is, we have as much to fear from good things as we do from bad. In fact, maybe more. When we see something that's really evil, we turn away. The things that keep us from our goal are oftentimes good things, which is why they're so hard to resist. And good things, I believe, are oftentimes more risky and dangerous temptations than bad things. Most of the time in our lives, our choices are not really between good and bad, but rather between what is good and what is best. The devil hardly looks like an enemy or some frightening beast. My experience is that most often the devil seems attractive and charming. Sometimes the devil looks like a friend who has our best interest in heart. Friends, in this season of Lent, we have to look for and pray for the wisdom and the strength to resist these kinds of temptations, especially those that look or sound good. Because when the choice between what is good and what is best comes, we have to know which one to choose.